Bear Podcast 445.
Just makes you all fuzzy inside.
So was it all lube? What kind of lube?
Okay, are you ready?
But he's got a. But in the picture that he's got on, it looks like he's got a bear.
I got to see lots of bears playing.
What? You mean you didn't have your podcast equipment with you?
It's actually plants killing zombies. Would it be better to go there and then get sick afterwards? Well,
I don't know. It depends on what you get sick with. Me and James have a lot in common. We're both pasty white.
Matt, bear problem.
Don selling his thong. Okay. Having it auctioned off. I think you got $150 just for his thong.
Your question of the week.
The sexy question of the week.
Oh, really? You want instant gratification in a week?
Yeah, those bears get around. Everybody knows everybody in this world.
Welcome, everyone, to Bear Podcast. I am Nard.
And I'm Santa Ray.
Santa. I guess I'm Santa Nard myself. Isn't it too early?
Nope. Thanksgiving's over with. Dave said he didn't want to say anything about Santa Claus or Christmas until after Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving's over. You've had Black Friday. It's on. Christmas is here.
Christmas is here, even though it's still November 26th.
David's a hoe.
Anyway, so today is actually Cyber Monday. And this is episode 445. Welcome to our show, and this is Bear Podcast, and we're based here in Houston. And yeah, it's Cyber Monday. Did you do your shopping this morning?
You gotta have money to go shopping sometimes. They give away free stuff. I'll go sign up for that.
So. Yeah, that's right. Okay, so it's been it was Thanksgiving last week, so it was really it was fun. It was a lot of fun for me. How about you, Ray? Did you do anything exciting last?
Well, I went to Luby's. With Tom and Jerry, or Patrick and Jerry.
Tom and Jerry. It's a mouse and a cat.
Yeah. Well, that's what jokingly somebody that knows that we call them is Tom and Jerry, because that's what it's like if you ever watch the Tom and Jerry cartoon show.
Yep.
That's kind of like what a daily life is in Patrick and Jerry is with. So we went to Luby's, stood in line for about 20 minutes, and got great food. My friend Emmanuel is in town. It's the first time he'd ever eaten at Luby, so he didn't know what to make of it.
Oh, really? So, a school cafeteria.
Yeah, sort of. But the food was really good. And then that night, my friend Ryan had a get-together over to friends of his house. Pam, thank you for hosting us in your beautiful house in the Heights.
Aww.
Did that, and that was my Thanksgiving.
Oh, okay.
And then Friday, I slept late.
It's nice to... It's nice to just to sleep in, right, on a weekday.
Yeah.
In a weekday, I know, after the day after Thanksgiving. So you get the Friday off always?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, we usually do. Yeah. Well, Mike and I went to our friends Gary and Andrew last Thursday. That was fun.
Gary, who did the walk, the diabetes walk.
If you guys caught the episode 444 with Gary, he was our We called him up. He's our guest that day, and he did the American Diabetes Association walk step out. He did that last Saturday, the week before, and yeah, we had the dinner with him. Thanksgiving dinner with him last.
That's a mighty fine car.
Yeah, it is. It's a beautiful car. Yeah.
Anyway,
we're gonna get to that. So. After that, we just really stayed home and watched football. Mike and I just watched football. Isn't that butcher?
We watched Prometheus because Emmanuel hadn't seen that, and then we brought up the Shirley Q. Lucker videos on YouTube.
Oh, that's gonna be funny.
He was like, "That is so racist."
And
And I was like, "Okay." So I cut off for that. Wait a minute, why'd you stop? So we had to get up Saturday. Was it Saturday? No, so we went and did something, then come back, and then we watched the video. He wanted to watch the rest of the videos, so we watched Shirley Q. Lucker videos.
He did?
Yes, yeah, okay. Watched pretty much all of them. It's on YouTube, so.
Yeah,
but they're very racist.
Very racist. So that was Thursday, so you guys did watching TV. We watched, Mike and I watched, what did we watch? Oh, Sin Nombre? It's on. Remember, I was texting you. What Filipino movies can I watch? And you said just search for Filipino. And I tried looking in Netflix, and there are some, but.
Well, I don't think they stay on there that long.
You're right. I think they would take away all some videos already. So we instead watched Sin Nombre. So Sin Nombre. It's a I think it's a Mexican film, and it's about gangs in Mexico, and it's really sad because they have these Honduran families. They were trying to move from from Honduras through Mexico and then through the border to get to the U.S. So the way they do it, they would ride on top of trains, and we're talking about probably hours and hours of a train ride just on top of trains. Aside from that, there are also gang members trying to kill people on the train. You know, so it's a sad film. It's a good film, but it's a sad film. But I think you should watch. You should try it out. It's good. Probably.
I watched a documentary last night about the gay gangster Nguyen in Britain. He's in Manchester. I can't remember the name of it now. I should have put it in the notes, but it's about this gay gangster. He's still alive. He's still a big shot over in Manchester. He's one of the most wanted men in England. They keep nailing him with little stuff, but they can't get him on anything big to put him away for more than 4 or 5 years at a time.
Mm-hmm.
But out of his 30-something years of being alive, he's been in jail 20 of them.
Oh.
With stints out and stuff. And he was talking about him and his family. And he has his game of, and his, you know, his little posse that travels with him all the time that works for him are all 16, 17, 18, 20-year-old boys.
Oh, wow.
So.
And that's his posse, huh?
That's his posse. And then they ask him about being gay. And he said, yeah, I'm gay. You know, he's got two kids because he said, you know, he had sex with girls at one point. And then decided guys are it. And then I'm like, this posse of 16 to 20-something-year-olds, all young, hot, fine little British lads.
So what do you call that? If you have, because it's a harem, or harem? Harem.
Yeah.
Harem. If it's a harem, if it's a guy and about many girls inside.
This is a gangster group, so that's what this is. These are gangsters. It's not a harem. It's gangsters.
It's a gangster.
I mean, they're going out and doing his dirty work for him. There's a little cub on there named Andy. He's a little chubby little thing. You'd probably like him. He was like 16, 17, and he was all mouth and what he's going to do, and he's going to be big gangster and this, that, and the other, and he was dealing drugs and all this other stuff. And what got him in jail at the end of the documentary was those two, that guy and his friend and Nguyen got caught with a gun in the car.
That's it.
That's it. And that's
illegal possession.
Illegal possession, and you know, guns are illegal in Britain, and I don't know how the charges went, but they finally got him in jail for 6 years on that. So he'll probably, they said, with time served and good behavior, he'll probably get out in 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
But it also showed that he was a respected man in the community, and he went and solved domestic disputes and all this other stuff, which I thought was kind of funny. I said, this is more about being a lord or a lord of a English lord manor that just settled disputes and stuff among the serfs and whatever. I thought it was kind of funny.
Okay. Is it on Netflix?
It's on Netflix. So. And I'll get the name. We'll post it on the website so you can see it.
Oh, okay.
After the show.
So, anything else exciting this weekend?
I got a new ride.
That's right. Wait, it's not just coming up.
I got rid of the Saturn that was falling apart with only 50,000 miles on it. So, I broke even on it, but I spent way more on a car than what I wanted. But I think in the long run, it'll be okay.
Yeah.
I'm loving the gas mileage. I got a Maxima. I mean, not a Maxima, but a Camry.
Toyota Maxima. Toyota Camry.
Yeah, Toyota Camry.
It's going to come up very soon here.
That's what it reminds me of, because Patrick and I used to have a Maxima.
Oh, really? We had
two of them. And that's what it reminds me of, driving the Maxima. So. But
I always thought Maximas were good.
They are very nice cars.
Oh, here it is. Yay.
So.
It's a race car.
It's very nice. Very nice.
So. Toyota Camry. Yep. Oh, good for you. We had that kind of purchase. I guess you did do some Black Friday. Not really Black Friday.
This is Sunday. I did all this on Sunday. Because the dealership, the sales part of the dealership is closed on Saturdays. Because here in Texas, you can only sell for 6 days out of the week. Mm-hmm. So they closed down on Saturdays, the sales part, and they just had the maintenance open. And then they had the sales open on Sunday, but maintenance is closed.
Oh.
So it was pretty interesting. But anyway, I went out there Saturday thinking that the sales were going to be open. I was like, no. But I spent about 2 hours walking around the lot, looking at everything and seeing what all the cost was and working on everything in my head, what I wanted. And when I got there Sunday, it made it a lot quicker. I was like, okay, let's test drive this. And we were done. So
Exciting. I got to ride the Raymobile yesterday, so...
The Daddy Pimp Mobile.
The Daddy Pimp Mobile. Daddy Pimp Mobile. Daddy Pimp Mobile. I think that should be the title of the show. Daddy Pimp Mobile.
Anyway. Somebody posted on Facebook, I'll pick up a lot of girls in that.
Uh-huh. That's right. You like black. It's black, right?
Yes.
You like black cars. It's like a Knight Rider. You put some light thing in the front.
Look, did you ever look at the front of it when the lights are on?
Oh, no. Nothing.
It's got LED lights on the front of it.
Oh, really? So, okay.
It's Bolton.
Okay. So, anyway, a couple of things that Mike and I did last weekend was this. We went to the San Jacinto Monument. I think it's in Crosby. No, it's even farther. Or I don't know, I forgot where it is. But it's farther down. We passed Crosby. We went through Crosby all the way down, and then we went to San Jacinto Museum. And we went to, the monument. We went to see where the Santa Ana's camp, watched some video about a little bit of history, how Texas was won, I should say. You know, remember the Alamo! Things like that. And then the Santa Ana was ambushed. And he's supposed to be the dictator in Mexico, I think.
Yeah.
And then...
See, even now, they still have those problems in Mexico.
They do? Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. But anyway, so that's what we did. I had a little bit of history last weekend, last Friday with Mike. So that was fun. Okay, so moving on. You got your new car. You've been shopping. Okay, one of the things...
No shopping. There's no money to shop. Trust me, there's no shopping money.
Okay, tell me. Have you ever shopped during a Black Friday, ever?
Well, this whole thing about Black Friday, it used to be called After Thanksgiving Friday. Retailers started calling it Black Friday because they get slammed.
Oh, yeah, retailers, yeah.
So the news picked up on it. So now it's, oh, my God, Black Friday, oh, my God. It's zombie apocalypse. But, no, I don't get out in all that craziness. I think once or twice I went with my mom years ago, but there's too many damn people and somebody's going to get punched in the face. So no.
Yeah. You know all the stories about people getting trampled.
Or fighting and all that stuff and snatching. And it's bad enough because I have gone shopping on Christmas Eve because I used to go out. Me and my mom used to go out on Christmas Eve and just hit like Walmarts or Kmarts or whatever. Just, you know, because they'll throw stuff on at last minute, just see, and people in there snatching stuff from each other. Mm-hmm. Women love to get in fights on Christmas Eve. I've seen more than two or three of them on Christmas Eve, women mm-hmm. getting in a fight. And I'm like, good Lord, over some little doll or something.
Or a Furby.
The best one I saw, there was two women in line, or there was a woman in line, and she walked away from her buggy. And the people moved up, and a lady come behind her, and then the next person moved up, and there was a big gap. So she's like, well, she pulled the lady's buggy out of line, got in front of her, and then pulled it back behind her so she wouldn't lose her spot.
Yeah.
And then the lady come back and they almost got knocked down, drag out fight.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, wow. So, yeah. So I don't mess with people.
Where was this?
Yeah, it's Walmart, I think. Okay. Walmart or Kmart, one or the other.
I never tried it before. Well, I try to avoid, really, because I think it's ridiculous. It's just ridiculous lining up after eating.
Yeah, after 10 o'clock on Thanksgiving night, all I want to do is sleep. So I ain't worried about going out to the stores and everything.
Yeah, I would rather sleep myself too. So what we did though last Saturday, was it Saturday or Sunday? It was Saturday, yeah. Wayne came over and we kind of did some shopping.
Awesome.
We did some shopping because I was not expecting. I just wanted to research something. And then, hey, there's still stuff available here. And, oh, might as well. Might as well go get it.
Brody, the new dog. Not my new dog, but it's the roommate's dog.
Roommate's dog. Hey, Brody.
But he's trying to get his bit on the podcast.
So I did get to go shopping. Not necessarily Black Friday, but...
you have to pay to be on here, Brody.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So. You have to get some biscuits. So we just did some shopping, and that's pretty much it. We just... We watched the Wreck-It Ralph.
How was it?
It's pretty good. You know, it's a kids kind of way. It's like, how can I describe it? It kind of feels like Cars, if you remember Cars.
Okay.
The feeling is like that. You know, a feel-good movie and 3D and everything.
But there's no Breaking Dawn Part 2.
No Breaking Dawn, please. Oh, God. Oh, that's right. You watched that, right? Mm-hmm. Gosh. Are you still Team Jacob?
Yes.
Forever?
Forever.
Team Jacob forever.
Team Jacob forever.
Okay. So that's what we did, just some shopping. So today, actually, like I said, it's a Cyber Monday. And Cyber Monday was also coined by lots of retailers, I guess. Mm-hmm. Yeah, lots of retailers that, you know, people after Thanksgiving, people who skip Black Friday, they would rather go online when they get to work. They would rather go online and shop mm-hmm. during Monday. So that's why it's Cyber Monday. And I didn't do any shopping today, though, online.
Like I said, there is no money to go Christmas shopping. So
I just bought a car.
Well, the car costs no money. Well, in the long run, it's going to cost money, but I didn't put anything down. I mean, I walked in there and switched out cars and signed my life away to a very expensive car. So.
Well, I'm sure it's going to be worth it.
Yes, yeah, it'll pay mm-hmm. for itself.
Okay. So it is after Thanksgiving, so I should tell you guys that it's, you know, holidays are down the road.
They're here.
They're here, so.
4 weeks, Pete.
Yeah, about 4 weeks. Man, that's right, 4 weeks. So, if you want to send us something, or
yeah. gift cards, money, checks,
or just holiday cards, those are fine too.
It costs money to buy this equipment,
right? So you can send your whatever
Starbucks
or
gift cards.
buy some coffee or something. No, it's just your holiday cards, whatever. And you can send it to Bear Podcast. P.O. Box 2511, Humble, Texas 77347.
Where'd you get that number
from? Sorry, 77347. Yeah.
That's not what you
have typed
in here.
Yeah, I know. I made a mistake.
Oh, okay.
I know it's 77347. So, I have to verify that.
Okay. No fruitcakes, please. Okay. And no nutcakes.
We got some pictures from our friend Dave, and he got to see our friends Rich and Ken in Pennsylvania. Well, he attended the Thanksgiving weekend celebration by the Valley Bears and the Berks Bears in Pennsylvania. So all the proceeds of this event went towards FACT, F-A-C-T, of Lehigh Valley. FACT raises money for people living with AIDS. For more info on FACT, go to factlv.org. Check out the Berks Bears on Facebook and the Lehigh Valley Bears at LehighValleyBears.com. Now for some events here in Houston. The Houston Bears will be having their first annual charity toy drive. So come help the organization by donating unwrapped toys for kids 12 years and below. Include batteries also, please. And no violent-related toys like toy guns. Okay. So that's on Saturday, December 8th. It's during the Bear and White Ball. And this is at the Montrose Center on 401 Brannard Street, Houston, Texas. Another fundraiser is to have your picture taken with the sexy Santa. We got a muscle bear. Yeah, a muscle bear. To take a photo with. So that's on December 15th from 4 to 8 p.m. at Tony's Corner Pocket. It's a $10 donation for a picture with Santa. And proceeds go to the Houston Bears. Now, let's go back to the show. It's time for the geek.
Are you okay, man?
No.
We do the gay, the geek, and the bizarre.
The gay, the geek, and the bizarre.
We do them in that order, usually.
This is I screwed up.
This
Why
is
do
the
I
format
screw-
that you set for the show.
That's right.
So, we start off with...
something gay.
Okay.
Okay. So this is an article that Ray found. Okay, here's should I take this or should I?
I'll do it. Okay. And you can do the geek since you found that one.
All right. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, the gay this week. Drugs and dynamite found in a Canadian gay village. Oh, my God.
Canadian gay villages are village. They're full of gays.
So
okay.
Police evacuate residents in Montreal after explosives were found in an apartment building on November 26, 2012. Police evacuated residents in Montreal's gay village after drugs and a stick of dynamite were found in an apartment building. It gets weird, people. Locals were left waiting outside in the cold last night while officers investigated the finding in an apartment in the my French is horrible.
Which one?
In De Maisonneuve Boulevard.
Maisonneuve.
Asanavu,
Maisonneuve,
Panet Street. An apartment at the Maisonneuve Panet Street. Why did it repeat itself? Anyway, according to the service to police at Villa La Montreal, police were called to the home at 9:30 and didn't leave until 5 a.m. after struggling to remove the explosive. Three people inside the apartment and at the time, including two men aged 22 and 28, and one 25-year-old woman. It was the lesbian.
She's the lesbian.
It's the fat, or the fag hag. The fag hag did it. They were all known to police, who will interview them later today. So, here you are. Somebody calls the police and says, oh, my neighbor's got explosives.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, what the hell? So, anyway, craziness in Toronto. If any of our Toronto listeners...
Montreal. It's Montreal.
Montreal listeners are up there. Tell us what's going on. Mm-hmm. So, because they found some drugs in a gay man's apartment.
Oh!
And dynamite.
No, that's something you don't find often.
Well, you never having know. Dynamite. Gay men like sticking all kind of crap up their ass. So
oh, no.
Maybe they're a little constipated, put a little dynamite back there and blow it out and be ready to go.
God.
So, anyway, now on to the...
geek. Okay. Beware the falls. Privacy notice posted all over Facebook. Okay, I just saw this on Facebook today. People are posting this and...
posting this. Like, 20 of my friends have posted this. So I'm like, what are y'all doing?
They don't understand. So, okay. So, if you see someone posting on Facebook about Facebook guidelines, it's really fake. You really can't do anything about it. So, here's the fake notice. If you find this familiar, people posting it. In response to the new Facebook... guidelines, I hereby declare that my copyright is attached to all of my personal details... illustrations, graphics, comics, paintings, photos, and videos, etc. as a result of the Berner Convention, whatever that is. For commercial use of the above, my written consent is needed at all times. Anyone reading this can copy this text, paste it on their Facebook wall. This will place them under protection of copyright laws. No, it doesn't, okay? So, by the present communique, I notify Facebook that it is strictly forbidden to disclose, copy, distribute, disseminate, or take any other action against me on the basis of this profile and or its contents. The aforementioned prohibited actions also apply to employees, students, agents, and or any staff under Facebook's direction or control. The content of this profile is private and confidential information. The violation of my privacy is punishable by law. Wow, whoever wrote this.
Under the Rome statute. That should have given you a line there. We ain't in Rome,
people. Yeah. So it goes on to warn that if you avoid publishing this statement, you'll be giving Facebook the rights to your posts. In reality, you already did.
That's right.
You already did it.
What you posted on Facebook is theirs.
You already did that when you agreed to the terms of service. The reason why you signed up, if you, you know, terms of service, you're going to use Facebook, that means you're giving all it up.
Yeah.
So posting a notice like this, the one I mentioned, like doesn't change anything. If you don't want Facebook to own any content you create with the service, or at least the rights to use it, then don't post it.
Don't post it, that's right.
Or delete it, or you can delete it, okay? So,
and as Shirley Q. Lucker could say, those people on Facebook just ignorant.
Ignorant. So that's from Lifehacker, actually.
Yeah.
So... you see these scams. It's not really a scam. It's something. Somebody who is just. I'm thinking it's somebody who is just uninformed.
I think it was somebody saying, "Hey, let's post this on my page and see how many dumbasses copy it and post it on their page." Because you get those things all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It's like if you're my friend, you'll post this and repeat post this on your page and fill in. And I was like, "Yeah, whatever. I don't like you that much." So.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So anyway,
that's Facebook policy, the fake privacy notice. It doesn't work. And once you already signed up for Facebook, you already gave up everything.
All your rights.
All your rights, pretty much. Well, not all of it. Most of it. Okay, Ray, let's do
the bizarre.
The bizarre.
And these pictures might have had floating back here through too, so, but anything. 72-year-old Chinese man models teen girl clothes.
There you go.
So, Luke Spin's granddaughter has a fashion boutique called
Yuku.
And since her grandfather began modeling for her, sales have increased fivefold. Lou's granddaughter on how the whole thing began. He picked up One Piece and tried to give some advice on how to mix and match. We thought it was fun, so we started shooting. Lou's awesome quote about his modeling. Why is it unacceptable for some like me to wear women's clothes? Modeling for the store is helping my granddaughter, and I have nothing to lose. We were very happy the day of the shooting. I'm very old, and all that I care about is to be happy. Aww. So if it makes you happy wearing teenage girls' clothes, go for it.
What if you're doing like a porn shoot or something, or you're selling adult lingerie? Probably can do the same.
Well, looking at the pictures, when I first looked at them, I couldn't tell it was a guy at all. At first, I just thought,
"Is this an older lady?"
But, you know, it's just him being funny, I think.
Well, yeah.
I think he's had a fetish for a while, and now he gets to live it, and he's 72 years old.
I'm
and
sure.
Like most 72-year-olds, he's like, fuck you.
Yep. I think he's closeted. Do you think he's just closeted?
I don't know. But I just thought it was funny that he was doing that. And her sales increased fivefold. I thought that was the better one.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So,
yeah.
With the advertising. So.
Well, I guess that went well for him then.
Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, okay, so let's move on to our audience comments and some shout-outs here. So a few emails we got from YouTube, actually, about our video from episode 444, Happy Spanksgiving.
Happy Spanksgiving.
Yeah, it's actually our tribute to Joseph Oates, who died a couple of weeks ago. And we got some feedback, like great video, Stud, from Joseph. Thank you, Joseph. And from Nick, who is from Cyprus. Oh. I mapped that. It's another country.
Yes.
It's another country. So he says, hi from Cyprus.
Hi, Nick.
Hi, Nick. So
you didn't send naked pics, so, you know.
Yeah.
Boo on you.
All right. So one last thing, actually, is from Joe Deedle. He's one of the actors of one of the creators and one of the actors of Where the Bears Are.
Where the Bears Are.
So his message here is, he's actually going to send me a copy. So shout out to Joe Deedle, thank you. I translated the movie version, the whole version, into Filipino. So, you know, there's a...
So is this in the American version or the Filipino version?
It's the American version. Send the American version, then you can switch on the subtitles.
Oh, okay.
And you'll have a Filipino version. So I did the translation on that one. Okay. So here's a message from Joe. Could you please help us out? We are trying to win an online poll. Should be poll. Poll on afterelton.com. So they are owned by Logo, a gay television network in America.
Not so much anymore.
Not anymore? No?
Logo said they were getting away from the gay theme. The only gay stuff on there now, I think, is RuPaul.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yep, it's going more straight.
Yeah, you're right. So we are trying to sell our movie to them, and we want to win the best web series of 2012. Yeah, so
go to afterelton.com.
Afterelton.com.
Which I think is their news feed.
Yeah, it's a news feed. So. Okay, so a couple of things. Best of the Bears, actually. It's not in the notes. But Best of the Bears, again, we are nominated again. Did I tell you this, Ray? We're nominated, I found online. If somebody nominates us, I guess we'll just promote it. Yeah, we'll promote it. That, we are... under the best blog / podcast category again. It's like last year.
So are you going to post the link so people can go vote?
Yeah, we can. I don't know if it's open already, but I saw some links. So I think we are nominated. So yeah, we'll put the links on the website so you guys could vote for us. It may be a Facebook.
Well, if it is, we need to figure it out so we can send it out to everybody.
Yeah, that's right. We make it viral the same way the private privacy policy.
I know. Post this link on your webpage and share.
Right.
So, and that way, then we can win and get free bottle of lube.
Oh, that's right. From who? From the Complete Bear?
We'll demand it. We won. We want some lube.
So the Best of the Bears is actually sponsored by the Complete Bear. And we had them in the show before.
Yep.
Many years ago. Okay. So what's the plan this weekend?
I don't know. I haven't planned anything out too much. Anything yet.
I thought you already planned something. No, not really.
Not really.
It's still tentative. Yeah,
still tentative.
Still tentative. Okay, so I don't know yet. It's either next week or this week or next week. I might go to New Orleans. But we'll see. Probably next week. Maybe. We'll just see. Okay, so...
I'll be here in Houston. Mm-hmm. I got to go buy decorations for the tree. When I moved, I got rid of most of my decorations except for maybe 3 boxes of them. And they don't really work with this, so I got to go buy some new decorations to put on it.
Good for you.
High gay decorations, I guess.
I haven't set up mine yet. I mean, it does take about 2 or 3 hours for me, or 2 hours maybe. You know, just... No, actually an hour. I can do it in an hour. It's that I don't have much decorations. I need to get new ones. I think I still have some from what you gave me last year.
I think so. I gave you a box.
Remember you gave me a big box. It has some. I did.
Did I give you all the bear decorations?
No, not all of them.
I gave them.
Maybe. And you gave me some to throw away too, because you had to get rid of stuff because you had to move.
Well, maybe I gave you. Maybe you got all the bear stuff.
Yeah.
Did I give you a gray tote?
I just got the big Tupperware, the big plastic.
Big yeah, that's where yeah. All, that's it's all bear stuff. You got plenty. You got plenty to do 2 trees.
Okay.
So you just got to dig it out and do it. So.
Okay. I guess I have bear ornaments.
I gave you all the bear ornaments. That's who I gave it to. I couldn't remember.
It was me. I was your trash can last year. I see. You threw all your...
Or did I give it to you? Or are you supposed to bring it to me?
Oh, I don't know.
I might need to look through that before you go hang everything up. But you can have most of it. Most of it. It's all bear stuff. I'm over it.
Mm-hmm.
I need all chaser stuff.
Chaser stuff? Yeah. Chaser ornaments? Are there any chaser ornaments? I'm not sure if there's any. It's usually bear.
Like maybe 10 or 12 Ken dolls and paint them up and hang them on the tree.
Good idea. So. It's kind of creepy, though. Ken dolls. Don't you want sci-fi stuff? Like, put sci-fi.
Well, I got all the Star Trek stuff, but every time I put it up, everybody laughs at me. So I'm just like,
why not? I mean, you could put the sci-fi stuff.
Yeah.
If that's you, that's you. No, you remember mine? I have.
We have to keep the high gay theme around here. So.
Oh, that's right.
So we'll okay. Do that.
By the way, okay. So I guess that's it for now. That's it. It's after Thanksgiving. And
Christmas is here, 30 days
Christmas
away.
Christmas is here. Shopping again. Anyway, okay, so thank you everyone for watching and listening. If you want to contact us, send your emails to show@bearpodcast.com.
Or you can call and leave us a voice message at 206-222-2327. That's 206-222-BEAR.
Yes, and leave a voice message and we'll play it in the show, just like Buzz last week. And subscribe via iTunes, YouTube, and Vimeo. And follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And go to the official website at bearpodcast.com. Thank you, everyone, for watching and listening. And we'll catch you guys next week. Many wolves and many hugs.
Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear. Woof, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Woof, what a bear. Woof, what a bear.
Brody, go home. Oh, hats. Already?
Yep. Brody, go home. Go home. I was trying to get my balls to swing.